Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a man who served our country proudly and just amazing book that just came out, and he and his two brothers, the name of the book is called Three Wise Men, and for good reason. They are wise men. Bo Wise is his name, and his brothers are both a Navy SEAL and a Green Beret, and this is a must get for everyone, an absolute must get. People are calling it a modern day true life Saving Private Ryan. And the full name, I think, of the book, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, Three Wise Men, a Navy SEAL, a Green Beret, and how their Marine brother became a war's sole survivor. It's a mouthful, but it is a must-get for everyone. Bo, first of all, thanks for your service to you and your family, and congratulations on a terrific job of the book. You're getting rave reviews.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been quite a cathartic process, but we've had a tremendous support network throughout, from the Green Berets, the Navy SEALs, Marines. It's really been humbling how much support we've gotten from the guys the last couple of years. So thank you.
Well, you mentioned it's cathartic. Usually, a book is either, painful to do or stimulating to do. I imagine there's a lot of different emotions that go into a book like this. And again, I think it's an important book for all of us to get. I've ordered mine, and we've got to read books like this. And when you have a family that gives so much, it's not enough to just say once a year at Veterans Day or on Memorial Day, hey, thank you guys. But all year round, this is the type of book that I think gets people thinking about doing more for the folks out there. What kind of response are you getting so far from non-military people? Are there folks that are talking to you about, let's say, a film version of this?
I haven't heard anything about that yet. We may not. Never know. One in 1,000 books becomes movies, and I would definitely need the go ahead from, first of all, my brother's widows, my mom and my sister, and make sure. I mean, the book is one thing. I did it, like you said, it was a very cathartic process, and I needed to do that for me. There was a lot I wanted to say to veterans and family members, Gold Star families. But the book was written primarily for Jeremy and Ben's sons. And so it was taxing. It was very taxing, but it was also very rewarding. I've learned things about Jeremy and Ben that I would have never known, until we did this book process and interviewed a lot of Green Berets and Navy SEALs. And it was, again, really, really humbling how much support we got from every community. So, and then a huge shout out to all of them that, helped us in this process.
How long a duration was the process?
Tom and I started writing it a couple years ago. And, he approached me about the idea of a book. And a lot of my, I journaled. I can put ink to paper a lot easier than I can, speaking out loud about it. I'm better now, and I'm working on it. It's a day by day, just a daily grind, But we've been working on it for a while, and it's based off of war journals. But again, most of those were lost. So, Tom had his work cut out for him, going back and trying to recall stuff, a lot of stuff that had been suppressed. So,
do you feel like this is a one-time thing because of the uniqueness of your relationship to telling this story, or is it something that you enjoyed doing, as painful as it is and as therapeutic as it was? Is it something that you want to do more of?
I talk to veterans so easy, and I was declared sole survivor. I was allowed to stay in service, and that was very, very cathartic for me, because it's so much easier for me to talk to veterans. And so being around the brothers that I had left in the Marine Corps, my brothers and sisters in the Marines, it was definitely helped me to get through it. I would not write another book again by any means. I'm glad I did it, but I'm also glad it's done. And I think that I've said what I needed to say, and you know, just kind of try and just keep moving forward, you know.
Terrific. You know, it's a rough time to put out a book, but it is a great time for people to buy books. I mean, we should be kind of social distancing from each other, and what better to get than three wise men. It's, you know, it's about three brothers, and Bo Wise, once again, is our very special guest. We got him for a couple of moments longer. Bo, explain, if you would, the term sole survivor. I mean, it's self-explanatory in a sense, but the official terminology coming out of the military, what is the sole surviving clause or designation?
It is a clause, and I've read it, and you know, it's it can be as simple as an only child enlisting. And in that case, an enlisting is a waiver of sole survivor status. I from what I understand, the little I understand, I think that my circumstances were a little bit different because I was involuntarily declared sole survivor as a result of the catastrophe. And it was the right move. I understand it. I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I do now. And, you know, but it's... I really don't understand 100% of it. I just kind of tried to roll with it. There wasn't really, a playbook on these circumstances because it doesn't really happen very often.
Well, listen, it's not important. What is important is that you were able to honor your brothers and your fellow servicemen in this great book, and that you were kind enough and selfless enough to not only serve but to do this, to do a follow up, which again, like I said, not to keep underlining it, but it had to be a tremendous process and a lot of pain in there. But I want to congratulate you on doing it. And you mentioned Tom. Can we give a quick plug to your co-writer?
Oh yeah, Tom Saleo, my co-author, was absolutely amazing, and I couldn't imagine, you know, many guys when you. We get into the weeds with the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs, and there were a couple moments where I had to step back entirely and say, "Tom, you got to take the wheel by yourself on this one." And he said, "Don't worry, I got it. When it's time for edits, we'll go back through it." And Tom is a patriot. You know, not all who serve wear uniforms. And, he did a phenomenal job telling Jeremy and Ben's story, and I am so grateful to have him as my co-author and everybody on the St. Martin's team. It's really been amazing.
Listen, we can't thank you enough for your service, but the sacrifice that the Wise family has given to this this country and to this world. I mean, just absolutely amazing. Congratulations on everything that you've accomplished. This book, and our heart goes out to you and your family. And listen, everything I'm hearing about this book, it should be a movie, and hopefully we'll see it. Again, people have called it a modern day true life Saving Private Ryan, and we'll plug the book as you go. And I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Bo Wise, thank you very much. Can you give us a website or a social media site, and obviously the best place to get the book? Where can you point us?
It's available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other various different book links. Tom Saleo has a Facebook account set up for Three Wise Men. It's the Three Wise Men Facebook page. And thank you guys so much for your support and for helping us tell Jeremy and Ben's story. It means a lot to me, so thank you.
Bo, thanks again. Congratulations, and thank you very, very much for being here.
Hey, it's my privilege, guys. Thank you so much.
U.S. Marine Bo Wise, just an amazing story, and his two late brothers, gave up so much, sacrificed. Bo is here to tell their story, but his two brothers have passed on, and terrible circumstances. But brave men, for sure, a Navy SEAL, a Green Beret, and Marine, and how their Marine brother became a war's sole survivor. That's the full name. Three Wise Men is the name of it. And, you know, I know everyone out there realizes what we owe to the men and women who serve this country. And, you know, it becomes cliche after a while, and you say it. But when you send three family members over, three brothers to fight in wars and to defend this country, and two of them don't come back, it's, you know, as a parent, you could just imagine what Mrs. Wise has to deal with every day. But we can't thank them enough, and, you know, certainly our hearts and our thoughts and our respect and love go out to the Wise family. Buy this book, please. Three Wise Men, and it's about three brothers, a Navy SEAL, a Green Beret, and how their Marine brother became a war's sole survivor. It's a mouthful, but it promised to be a great book. I ordered mine. Grab it on Amazon or wherever, and it's just what a story this promises to be. Again, Bo Wise, the author of this book, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.